You've tuned into the podcast that you need in your life. I am your host, Mo, and welcome to the Mean Girls 1821 Experience. But you know it as a podcast where we say it with me, mean what we say, and say what we mean, and we do it all within 3 to 5 minutes-ish. The ish really been popping lately. Like, it's really been given Holy Spirit flow, and I'm not mad at it. But nevertheless, sometimes we be dragging it. And that's the premise of this podcast, that the Lord can really plant that seed in 3 to 5 minutes because we got to go to work. And when I say we, I mean me. Amen, amen. Nevertheless, you know the deal, you know the drill. Let's honor ourselves. I've said this every single week, so you know what I'm about to say. Is life lifin'? Is adulting still ghetto? I can confirm that the answer is still yes, but nevertheless, we're above the ground and not beneath it, so that's enough to give God praise. Because I know you haven't given it to him, and if you have, good for you. We just checking it. Now, the premise of this podcast is truth. So each and every Friday via my YouTube channel or using your podcast app, I'm going to encourage you to do 3 things. Number one, show up fully because those that mind don't matter and those that matter truly don't mind. To walk with integrity and last but not least, to reflect because, beloved, sometimes it be you. So without further ado, let's begin today's episode. But wait, before we do that, sometimes doing all those things I just listed need support. What do I mean by that? It's not easy just to wake up to mean what you say and say what you mean and live purposefully. So I have products. That's right. If you go to www.meangirls1821.com, you can purchase an 1821 journal that gives you a proactive approach to your day so that you're not always living reactively on how to be a person who means what they say and say what they mean. And then I have a more specific e-course that is catered to women on how to live the Mean Girls 1821 life. It's a 6-week e-course available at your leisure as well. Now, that was a lot in a short amount of time. Amen. Let's begin today's episode. The right seed in the wrong soil is a difficult reality to accept sometimes. What that means is you understand that you possess all of the qualities a space, a person, or place desires or needs, but they would rather get it from someone else simply because those qualities are in you. That's hurtful. And if we can be honest, if you've experienced it personally, it can be crushing. And I've talked about this before on this channel, but I really was questioning the Lord in terms of, why are you bringing it up again? Why do you keep bringing up this concept of right seed, wrong soil? And he led me to do some research. And we don't often look at these things in terms of nature. Because in nature, if you are the right seed in soil that's too hot or cold, you won't germinate at all. Germination speaks to growth, sprouting. If you are in soil that is too dry, you won't germinate. If you're the right seed in soil that's too wet, you actually will rot. Let me ask you, are you in environments that are too drastic that you're either rotting or dying? Right seed, wrong soil. There are also environments that are based on depth. The depth in which a seed is planted is based on size. So a lot of us are dying because we're not in environments that allow us to go deep enough. And last but not least, some seeds need special treatment. When I think about this, it makes me think about a philosophy we talk about in education in terms of equal versus equitable. Equal says everybody gets the same training. Everyone gets the same treatment. Everyone has the same expectations. Not realizing if the end goal is to be able to dunk and I'm 4'2", right? Equal doesn't work for me. In fact, I will never be able to dunk. What am I saying to you? If you've got a certain set of circumstances that prevent you from germinating and growing because your environment doesn't understand the concept of equal versus equity, you're going to find yourself not germinating. Because the truth of the matter is, if you aren't growing, you indeed are dying. That's why it matters to be the right seed in the right soil, because your ability to grow depends on it. I love you. Mean it. Take care.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mean Girls 1821 podcast with me, your host, Mo. Tune in each and every Friday for a fresh episode exclusively found on my YouTube channel or using the podcast app. And always remember, words have power. So whenever you speak, mean what you say and say what you mean. Take care.